Hello?
Hi, my name is James. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay. Perfect. One second, sir. One second. Now, in this case, are you older than 18 years old and registered to vote in Oregon?
Oh, yes.
Okay, perfect. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
I'll be voting, and I'll be voting for Trump.
You will be voting? Okay. And you will be voting for Trump, you mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Now, what is your age?
Older than you.
Okay, okay. We can, okay, not a problem at all, but it will be, and can you tell me in a specific number just to put it on the survey?
70.
70, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Now, in this case, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? For example, what, white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, Native American, mix it.
Scottish-Irish, so I guess that makes me white.
Okay, okay, okay. Let me mark that down in here. Now, in this case, sir, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat or as a Republican or as an independent?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican, or you're not a very strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong, okay, perfect. Thinking about the direction the country is ahead in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction with your country is ahead?
Okay, I don't understand the question that you're asking me. Are you talking about what Biden's doing or what Trump wants to do?
No. This is like a general question of Oregon. That's what I'm asking you. If you think that the country is ahead on the red direction, generally speaking, would you say that you will be very satisfied, a little bit satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied. Under the present administration.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that answer. Let me mark that down in here. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want to remember to the Congress what to focus on, so they can be most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important is that issue for you, and you think that they will be focused on. You say 10 if you think that is the most important thing, 5 it will be around somewhat important, or 0 it will be that isn't important at all for you, okay? You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay? Let's go ahead and start. The first one will be raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations on a scale from 0 to 10.
Uh-oh, I don't agree.
Okay. So you will be saying that it will be on a number from 0 to 10. Which one would you select?
Well, I don't remember what the numbers you're citing off. I don't agree with raising taxes, okay? So
it will be in this case, Fanny will be the most important. So should I mark it as a 10?
And 10 meaning what?
That is the most important thing that I need to focus on.
No, they don't need to focus on raising taxes.
Okay, let me mark that down in here. Now, the second one will be protecting democracy and our voting rights.
Okay, we're not a democracy. We're a republic. So as far as protecting rights, yeah, if you're saying that's a number 10, then okay. I'll go with that.
Okay, now lowering the rent.
I don't really give a shit about that. I own my house.
I can't fucking work,
that's your problem.
I got you, sir, and thank you for your answer. Now, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
That would be important.
Important. Let me mark that down in here. Now, improving K-12 education.
In this state, yeah, they need to strengthen that a little bit. Yes, they do.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, funding for mental health services.
How? People that need to be in the crazy house need to be there, so I have really no opinion on that.
Not an opinion on that. Don't worry about that. Let me mark that as your answer. Now, cracking down on illegal drugs?
Well, yeah, that's a good, strong point, yes.
Thank you, sir. And protecting abortion rights?
I don't believe in abortion, so.
It will be a seven for you?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Not a problem at all. Let me mark that down as your answer. Now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organization using a scale from 0 to 100. On which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them, and 0 means that you don't feel at all comfortable, and 50 means that you're not feeling particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, okay? Depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard about this person or organization, please let me know. Let's go ahead and start. The first one will be McDonald's.
Well, I don't go out and eat that often, so I don't know what you want me to tell you about McDonald's.
Okay, if you don't have no opinion, don't worry about that, okay? Now,
okay.
Let's go ahead. Okay, now let's go ahead with the second one. It will be Kamala Harris.
She can go to hell. How's that for an answer?
I got you. Let me go ahead.
Okay.
I got you. Now,
okay.
Republicans in Congress.
They better do their job.
But on a scale from 0 to 10, how much you will rate them?
As long as... Okay, so 10's the highest?
100
is, that what
is
you're,
the highest. 100 is the highest.
As long as they're doing their job, I'll give them 100.
Let me mark that down in here. Tina Kotick.
FEMA?
Tina.
Is that what you
said? Yeah, Tina. It's a person. Tina Kotick.
I have no idea who that is.
Thank you. Let me mark that down in here. Janelle Bynum.
Okay, what was that name again?
Sure. Janelle Bynum.
You mean Biden's wife? Is that who you're saying?
No. Janelle, let me spell it out, the last name for you. B-Y-N-U-M.
I have no idea who that is.
Let me mark that down in here. The other one will be Lori Chavez DeRammer.
Have no idea who that is.
Joe Biden.
Nah, he can go to hell.
Donald Trump.
Hopefully he gets elected.
Okay, so it will be 100 for you? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
So you will rate him as a 100, or which one?
No, I'll rate him as 100. Yeah, Biden, oh. I'll rate him as a 0.
0. Now, the other one will be Democrats in the Congress. On a scale from 0 to 100, as your opinion, how you will rate them?
Well, you're going to have to name off names because I, can't really tell you off my top of my head, but most Democrats that are in there right now, I wouldn't rate them, so.
You wouldn't rate them. Okay, not a problem at all. Let me mark that down as an answer. Now, the last person will be J.D. Benz.
I'll give him 100.
100. Let me go ahead and continue with the next question. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for presidents were held today, will you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
It'd be Trump.
It will be Trump. Let me mark that down in here as your answer. Now, I know this is still a long way off as well, but if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRammer?
Oh, it'd be the Republican one.
The Republican one? Thank you for that answer, sir. Even thought you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or not a chance at all? That you might support,
no chance,
support her?
No chance at all.
No chance at all. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president? Let me tell you the answers so you can pick one. For example, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove, okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez DeRammer is handling her job as your member of Congress? Would you say you strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you for that. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez DeRammer. Let's go ahead and start. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community and working mother and local business owner. She's living the same struggles and as the rest of us. Now, she sees Congress playing political games, so she's running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has changed to get ahead. Now, as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez, the Rammer, lead Oregon fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems for homeless to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old device politics and knowing that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Sometimes over the curse of Serbi, people change their minds. Now, it's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, you would vote for Democrat Janelle Bonin or the Republican Lori Chavez, Lori Chavez, the Rammer?
I'd vote for the Republican Lori.
The Republican Lori. Let me go ahead and mark that down in here. Okay, 1 second. Republican
okay,
Lori.
How much longer is this going on? I got shit
questions
to do.
Yeah, a few questions and that will be it. We're almost done.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. Now, what specifically is stuck out for you as the most important thing about Lori Chavez to remember?
What's the most important thing?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Let me go ahead and tell you the question again and ask you the question again. What specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez the Rammer?
She's a Republican. She stands up for conservative views. So, you know, right now I don't trust Democrats. So, you know, there's my answer.
Hold on. Let me go ahead and mark that down as your answer, okay? 1 second. Okay, perfect. Let's go ahead and continue. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Janelle Bonin. She is a Democrat, so you can be aware. Now, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support her, or 5, it means that is you are somewhat convincing reason, or is it will be a convincing reason to vote for her, and 0 meaning that it will be not at all convincing reason to vote for her. Okay, now let's go ahead and start. We're almost done. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bonin is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the chances our community needs. You will say that you will be not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, very convincing, on a scale from 1 to 10.
Not convincing.
Not convincing. Let me go ahead and the other one. Now, in this case, Janelle Bonin believes hard work should pay off. but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring those costs and make the rich pay their fair share as well. She'll prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people pockets so we can get ahead. So you will say that it will be not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing for you on a scale from 0 to 10.
Not convincing.
Not convincing. Let's go ahead and mark that down. Now, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term away. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stamp up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MIGI extremists. The stakes in these elections are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. You will say that it will be not at all convincing for you, somewhat convincing, or very convincing on a scale from 0 to 10.
Not convincing.